Vayter in Shas. We are in Bava Metzia Daf Samach, picking up on Nun Tesa Bebeiz Bada Baham and Bebeiz Bada Mishnah. Bada Mishnah. Zog Ta Heilige Mishnah. We talk about business right now. A certain type of trickery that goes on in business. What's good? What good? What ain't good? Ein ma'arvin peros beperos. Afilu chadashim bechadashim. That is, if someone's going to sell you grain, don't get confused. Peros doesn't have to mean fruit, but it means like fruits of the land, so it means the grain over here. You're not allowed to go and sell mixed peros and peros. Rashi explains, balabai sha'omer peros sadaploni ani mochalacha. I'm going to send you the grain from this particular field. Kach v'kach saw in this amount. Lo yarvenu beperos sadaploni. You can't mix it up with other ones. Even if it's new with new. Beep, turn the page. And we don't even have to say that you're not allowed to mix in new stuff into old stuff. Now, why would that? What's going on over there? Rashi explains that Pasak limkor lo yishanim. If he said he's going to sell him old grain, lo yarav behem chadashim. You can't mix new ones in. So yishanim yaveshim, the old dry ones. Va'osim kemach yosa, makes more kemach min chadashim than new ones. Be'emes amru, really they said that biyayin heitiru l'arav kasha berach. When it comes to wine, they allowed it. They mattered to sell strong wine with less strong wine. Soft wine. If they shoo much picho, because the strong wine will make the other one better. Rashi explains that kasha mashpiach zarach, the older wine, the more intense wine will make the less intense one better. Lefikach pasaki mo rach ma'ar b'kasha, you could do it that way. V'dafka katani kasha b'rach v'lo rach b'kasha. Pasaki mo kasha v'lo yor v'lo rach. In other words, if you wanted strong one, you can't mix less strong one into it. V'chein ein tzarech lomer chadoshim b'yishanim dafka av yishanim b'chadoshim. Shepherd them. Also, we can't say, we don't even have to say, Chadoshim Yishan to add Chadoshim to Yashan wine, Dafka Val. To add Yashan to Chadosh, that's going to be good. Ein Marvin Shimreyayin. Yayin. You don't mix in the Shmarim, the sediments of wine, into wine. Rashi says, Begamarim Mefarshla. Avalosin La is Shmarim, but the seller can put in the sediment. Doesn't make too much sense. Kind of contradicts itself, but the Gemara is going to explain. Misha nisar v'mayim b'yeinu, someone who goes ahead, whose wine gets mixed with water. Lo yimkrenu b'chanus ela imkeinu deal. You can't sell it in a store unless you let him know. Rashi says yimkrenu b'chanus pruta ela imkeinu deal. L'chol echad ve'echem and shemayim urambo. Unless they all know that there's water that's already mixed up in it. Velola tagar. Now, this is the first thing that's talking about you're selling it one at a time, right? So you're selling it like to people a little bit at a time, as Rashi says. Velola tagar afa pishodio. You can't do a tagar, it's a merchant. Rashi says, Velola tagar, you're going to be yachad va afa pishodio, even if you let him know about it, because he's buying it to go in to sell it. She'eno ela l'ramos bo, because the tagar is trying to buy it only to rip off other people. Rashi says, Velimko bachanus, and to sell into a store. Kilo, it's like straight up wine. And he's doing a little sticky over there. And that is a problem. So you can't do it to a tagar. Even though it's, but let's say it's a place that they do that. The sellers, their custom is to put water into the wine, and the you can put it in. It says Rashi, they came to Chindalgu, Ein Kan Taus Shekol Hayenos Becheskaskin. All the wine is like that. Hatagar Notel. May hey granos, a tagar merchant can take from five different granos. It's talking about taking grain from different threshing floors. As shekol yodim bo shelo gadol b'sadosav, everyone knows to grow in his field. Bnei adam harbe lokeach b'cheskas kein lochin. Singing from all different people. So a tagar don't may hey granos, but also toch migura achas he can go and he can put it into one migura. Rashi's otzer sheogim bo tfua, a storehouse that he stored the stuff there. And Rashi continues, says, Goren hu shedashin v'zorin, but they would do dashin and zora there, and it's a tvuah, v'derech a tiger, look at this with balabatim, he would go and buy it, v'shas a goren, l'hachnas a magur shalom, he got his own to his own thing. So, a tiger, notam hei granas, v'notam magur achas, hei gitos, v'notam pitos echad, you can also take from five different gitos, is like the gas, is the wine press, and put it into one barrel, and as long as he doesn't have in mind to mix it. Rashi says, Let's say this guy takes good stuff from one particular region. He can't all of a sudden start mixing in from other regions because people are expecting it to be from this particular place. And that would be Ramos, and that's not okay. Says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanan. Ain't Sarich Lomar. Chadoshes Me'arba Vishonos Me'ishalosh. Let's say the new grain is going to cost four. It's four saw. One seller gets you four saw. And Yishonos Me'ishalosh, one saw gets you, one seller gets you three saw. So obviously it's more expensive. Deim Arvim, you can't go and mix these two together. Chadoshes Be'ishalosh, Chadoshes Be'ishalosh. The whole Be'cheskas Yishonos, Mochem Nimsa Me'ah You're selling like cheaper stuff for more expensive. Aval, even if the new ones are one cell is going to get you three, and the old ones, one's going to get you four, which means the old ones are less expensive, still, they're more expensive, I'll go mix them together. You can't mix them together. Because a person, the new grain is more expensive because they want it to be miyashim to make them get older. Rashi says, not because they're better. They want to make them old. This one who wanted the yeshanos, the old ones, is because he didn't want to make them get old, rather lefika that you wanted to use them right now. It's better for it right now to get the old ones. Lefikach aser la'arev behu chadashos afilu me'ulos bedam, even though it's more expensive with money. Zog the next part of the Mishnah B'yama Samru. Really, they said the b'yayin itiru la'arev kasha b'rach m'pnei shu mashbicha, because you got the more intense one with the more strong one with the less strong one because it makes it better. Amr Belazar. Adda Amra, Rashi explains, Zosameris, called Adhu Hada. Zosameris, what does this mean to say? Kol be'emes Amru halachi. Whenever he uses this lashon of be'emes Amru, that's halacha. Rashi says, midiyoiv tam lemilse, mepnei shemashbicho, because it gives a reasoning for it, because it gets mashbicho, vein legabgi medavar v'nakad ba lemasnisim be'emes, shema mina kol hecha detani be'emes, halacha vein lechasam legamgi medavar. So whenever he uses such a lashon, you should know that this is what the halacha is going to be. Amar Rav Nachman, Zok the Heiliger of Nachman, Ubein Agitos Shanu, but they taught this about the wine, during the wine season, when they're producing the wine. Rashi explains, if it's still during the process when it's fermenting, so then when you put the strong one in with the less strong one, the more mild one, so then it starts to combine into its a nice, beautiful flavor. But if we're talking about two different strengths of wine, after it's already done, you mix them together, that's not going to make it better. That's going to end up making it worse. It's only during the time when it's still fermenting. Frankly, Gemara, but what do you mean we see that there are people that do it even, it's like common practice even to do it after it's already the fermentation process. But even to come Arvi, Shalom, Benagisos, they're doing even not Benagisos. How is that okay? What's going on? I'm Rav Papa says, the Yadiv Kamachli, because people know about it and they're mochalists, they allow it to happen. Rashi says, I call Yodim, Shukhusukul Arv. It's normal that people go and they mix things together even after the time. Rav Achabri, Ravika, Amir Hamani, who is this, whose opinion is this that you could do this even afterwards? Rabbi Achahi, it's Rav Achahi. He allows it, something that will be tasted. Rashi says, Adam Toim, Kodam Shalachu, V'yachal Havchin, Shinis Arbo, they go and they're allowed to taste it before they actually buy it. And then they see that it's already mixed together, that's why they're allowed to go and do it. Next part of Mishnah kind of contradicted itself. Ve'in ma'arvin shomer yayin b'yayin. You can't put the sediment of the wine into the wine. If I'll no sin lo shmar, you're allowed to put it shmarim in. Ivam art resha in ma'arvin klal. He says, you don't do it. V'kitem amai no sin lo. As shmar, what do you think it means when it says you're allowed to put it in? The kamod delay, when you let him know about it. Hamid can be safer, but if you look in the safer, lo yom kenu mechanus, don't sell in the store, elam kin modio, unless you actually let him know about it. You can't sell diluted wine until you let him know about it. Velo le tagger, you can't sell it to a tagger, to a merchant, afabisha modio, even if you let him know. Mechlal, the fact that a resha didn't mention anything about that, sounds like you're not letting him know about it in any case. But while the resha afagav lo modelo, even without letting him know. Rav Yehuda, this is what it means to say. Ein ma'arvin shmarim shel emesh b'shel yom. Can't mix in yesterday's dureg sediment into today's wine. V'lo shel yom shel emesh. You can't do today's into yesterday's. Aval nosin lo es shmarav. You let it put its own shmarav in. Tanya namayachi, Rav Bryce actually backs this up. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ashofei yayin lechaver, was someone who is pouring wine for his friend. Rashi says, kol davar hatzalul hanizrak v'nachas mikli el kli shalo yisarvu bo shmarim karo l'shvia. It's done in a very slow fashion to not let the sediment go and fall in as you're pouring it in. Hariz alo yarev shal emesh v'shal yom. You can't mix in yesterday's to today's. V'lo shal yom v'shal emesh or today's with yesterday's. Aval ma'arev v'shal emesh v'shal emesh v'shal yom v'shal Vishal Yom, Vishal Yom. You're allowed to mix yesterday's with yesterday's and today's with today's. Next part of the Mishnah, Mishnah is Arev Mayim Beyeino. Someone who mixes in water with the wine. Ariz Eloyim Karenim Achanut. Elim Kimodi. You can't sell in the store. Kim Akim, as Rashi said, unless you let the guy know what you're doing. Ha Rava Aisule Chamra Michanusa. They brought Rava wine from a store. Mazik Tamei. So what did he do? He was mozuge. Rashi says, no, some bomayim, so came back. That's a derek. You take the wine, it's very strong. So mozuge and lose, they were diluted with water. And so what did he do? He did that. Loya basim. And when he did that, it really didn't taste so good. Rashi says, mevusam v'tov. It wasn't kishmak. Shadu l'chanutza. He sent it back to the store. Armalei Abai says to him, v'hanan tanam, but we're not going to mishnah. V'lo l'taga, alfa b'shodio. You can't sell it to a tiger, even if you let him know, because maybe he's going to sell it, telling that it's full strength. But over here, why did you send the wine back to the store? Rashi explains that v'chen v'ni haynu tagar v'yachzer chen v'ni zevim krenu b'cheskas gayin v'chen b'chanut. He's going to set it back like it's a cheskas b'chanut v'harei amayim uvram, but it's mixed in. V'ata mecharta lo v'ikel lifnaiva. That's a lifnaiva by doing such a thing. Amalei, he says back to him, mizgad didi meida yadi. My mazug, my dilution is recognized. Rashi shani noshmo mayim harbi. I put a lot of water into it. Therefore, it's not possible he's going to sell his full strength. No one's going to think that it's full strength. The chi tema de tafi umechayle. And if you're going to say that maybe the storekeeper is going to add more strong wine to it, and then he's going to strengthen this wine, and then people won't know that it was actually diluted, says Rashi, that achilo nikar tamamayim, he's not going to recognize it, mezabele, and then he's going to go and sell it to say that it's like full strength, real wine, imkein ein ledavar sof. If that's true, then there's no end. Rashi says, imkein de lekule hai, chashin, that's how far you're worried. There's no end. Rashi says, afamayim levadam aser limkor lechen v'ni, can't even sell water to them, because shema ya'avram b'yayin, v'lo chashu ala b'zman sha'ani mocher lo davar asoy l'ramos bo, k'moshu ha'achshav. So there's no end to it, and therefore it's got to be mutter to give it to himself, which is clear that it's a luru. He's not able to go into fool people to think otherwise. Next, Malkum Shadogulatu Mayim B'yayim Yatilu, in a place where they go and they put the water into it, it's a normal place that you're allowed to do it. It's expected. Tana Lamechsa L'shish Ravia. A half, a third, or a quarter, you're allowed to end up putting, mixing in as water. That's just a kol kaminaga medina, yatil mayim im mechsa, mechsa im shlish shlish, etc. I'm a rav, ubeinagitos, shani, this is all talking about beinagitos, which means while they're still in the season of producing the wine, and then they would go and do it. But afterwards, negative. That's only when you're allowed to go ahead and do it. Okay, zok the next halakha mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo yichalek echen of the kolis v'goz matinokos. The storekeeper can't go and give out these grains, toasted grains or nuts to kids. Mepneishu margilin levo etzol, because now he's accustoming them to come to his shop, and other people are going to lose out. V'chacham and matir, and they matir this, so you're allowed to do it. Lo yivchos is a shar. The person's not allowed to go ahead and start selling their stuff below market value. Rashi says limkol bezol. Mepneishu margilin levo etzlo. Umekapeach. Mizonos chaver, and you're going to take away business from somebody else. V'chacham momim zachor latov, means it's a good thing. He's going to remember for good. Rashi mitoch kach otzrei peiros mochem mizol. Therefore, he's going to cause a chain effect that people are going to start selling things for cheaper. People are going to now afford it more. Lo yover es hagrisin, you're not allowed to sift the beans that are crushed up beans, and in order to make that, you know, take out all the stuff, because it's going to cause people to now buy it for more expensive. Divri Abishol, says Agazok Abishol. And this is, as Rashi says, Leofer is a psalm of Shemitoch Shaniris Yafoslu, looks nicer. Milas the Mem is going to raise the price harbay a lot. Mibnea Psolosh and Utabam. before you took out all the psolus that's mixed in, so okay, you could buy it for $1 a pound. Now you're going to sell it for $5 a pound. When really, that's not such a big discrepancy in terms of cleaning it. And they matter person to do it. Rashi says, "Time before the Gemara, is explained. A modem shall yover me al pi megura, but they agree that they're not allowed to sift from the opening of the megura, the opening of this thing that they're selling it from the drawer, whatever it is." Rashi says, "La maila on the top, the haris yafos is the psalos shabasocha lo biru. He only sifts the top of it, so it looks really good stuff underneath. He didn't do it. Sheino enel kigonif is ayin. It's stealing the eye. That is Rashi says. Bibirizu by doing such a thing, people are going to think it's all beautiful. Ein mefarkasin. You're not allowed to go ahead and beautify what's going on, the stuff that's here, and not only something that you're going to sell. You're not allowed to go ahead and, you know what, take it one step back. No, we're good. The Gemara is going to explain what exactly is going on over here, what this means, but you're not allowed to make it look better than it really is. A person that you're selling, meaning an Eved Kenani, Omid Limkar, or a animal, or some sort of clay, you know, let it like spruce it up. Now, back to giving out the gozim and clothes to kids. The Tanakam, the first one said, Rabbi Yehuda said, you're not allowed to do it. The Chum said, you are allowed to. What is pshat in the Tana, in the Maitami de Rabbanon, that we're not worried about this being not fair? Dama Lake is the one who's giving out can say, Anam falganam amguze. Vat Blake Shiske, listen, I'm giving them nuts. You give them prunes. Let's look at Rash, he brings prunes. You give them prunes. Like in other words, each one can go out and give whatever they want to give. What do you want from me? Next, Valiv Chos is a Shav Chama Mizokhalatov. Don't lower the price below the market value. And the Chama said it's a good idea. My time at the bottom, what's the reason why is doing this? It seems, why would it be okay? It seems like it's not going to be fair. Peep turned the paid samach. Mishum to come marvich letire, because he's going to make it easier, more spacious, literally, for the market price. Rashi explains, Va'ose Paris Yiru. It's going to make everything go cheaper than it was. And you're not allowed to go and sift the crushed beans. That's how Chama said you're allowed to. Who is that? Rabbi Acha. The time was at the price. Rabbi Acha matir b'davei nir. Rabbi Acha permits making something look nicer. There's something which you can work it out. I said, lo yochal okech liros. He could see, love. And mad demei apsolas hanivor me'elu. Let the person there decide. He sees what it's like when it's already been cleaned up. He sees what it's like before. And it's up to him to decide what he would like to go and buy now. Next part of the Mishnah. Ein mefarkasin lo asadam, lo asakilim, etc. You know, they're going beautify. Tana Rabba, non, ein misharbitin esabehema. Loshin Sharvit, says Rashi, means like a stick. Kedufarsh lakamesh, zokev sear behema kesharvit. It straightens out the hair of the animal like a stick. Shatira shmeina, makes it look like fatter. Ve'ein nofchin bekerbayim. You're not allowed to go and blow up its innards. Rashi says, b'nei me'ayin, and nimkarin, abes atabach, shayiru chavim gedolim. I've seen this video of this before. People stick a stick inside and they blow into it and it makes it much bigger and it looks like it's much fatter than it actually is. Ve'ein shorin is abasar emayim, you're not allowed to soak it in water, because Rashi explains that shemalbin vehechish nira shamein, it makes it look like nice and fresh and fatty and delicious, when really it's not all that it's out to be. So no doing that shtick. My ein masharbitim, what does it mean? It says you can't make the stick hair. Like how is that done? Hacha targmu maya dechizra. Over here, what they would do is, They would Rashi says, "Maya the chizra mashkin osa me subin ve nofchin me'er v'sara niskaf." They do is they give them to drink this drink of bran, and it makes them get fatter, and its hair starts to stand straight up. Ziri amir of kahana mizkafta. He says that the way they did it is it was like they would just brush it, they brush it out in a way that it would make it straight and look bigger. Shmuel Shara Lamira Tur Mesil Sarbala. Shmuel allowed them to take piece of silk and put on the edges of the coats to make it look nicer. Rav Yehuda Shara Lechavskuse Karme, he let them starch garments that were, Rashi says, begodim mitzurim, that were decorated. They let them make them starch, but make subin. Rabba shar lemidak tzradei, Rabba allowed them to, Rashi says, lahadeg bigdei kanabos, b'mikbos eitz, sheyira chutin dak. You can beat this type of material in order to make it look finer material. Rav shar letzlume gire, to paint, Rosh Letzayachitim, to paint arrows. Rav Papa Bar Shmuel Sholot Slumi Dikule, he let them, the ones who sell, to paint the baskets, the salam, the baskets they have to paint them. Ivan Antanan, Aim of Farkasin, Lohas, Adam, Lohas, Abahim of Lohas, Gilam. I always say, we're not allowed to beautify it, to make it away that people are going to want to go and buy it. Lokasha, Habachanati, Habalatiki. This is talking about brand new things, but the Mishnah is talking about old stuff. The new stuff you're allowed to do this with. Rash is Mutter, Shainu, Ella, Liapos, Arutza, Losif, Eldameim, Bishvil, Yofiom, Mochalu. He's going to be Mochalu. He's willing to go and spend more just to have a little nicer. Batiki, also, Shigur of his item, Shinur Kadash, and that looks like it's new, and really it's not new. Pirkus the other mai, what does it mean to beautify a person? You're selling the slave. What does that mean? Kiha the who of the sabbath, like the story time with this old slave, does otsavi the reshe uladikne, who dyed his hair and his beard. Rashi shayi zikna lovan v'tzava shachor v'nir kibachor. They dyed his beard black when it really was white. The asala came to Rava, came from the Rava. Amalei zimnim says, buy me. Amalei. So the slave said, buy me. Amalei said back to him, Yiyu einayim, you aniyim b'nei b'secha. Mishnah Pirkei Avos that says, what? Mishnah hi tov li lefarnis aniyei Yisrael v'yisham shuni. I'm going to get aniyim that are Jews, not getting you, Yevet Kanani. Ask him to have Papa by Shmuel. So they came from Papa Shmuel, Zavnis, and he bought him. Yomachad Amalei, one day of Papa by Shmuel said to the slave, Ashkayin Maya, give me something to drink. You know, he's a slave. Give me something to drink. Azel chavei l'reishe uledikne. The slave went to clean out all the dye in his hair, and he came back to him. Chavei l'reishe uledikne. His hair and his beard, and he said to him, "Look, I'm an old man. I'm a lay. Chazi dano kashish mevuch. I'm even older than your father." Karya Nafshe, you know, and what are you causing me to go and do this hard work? Karya Nafshe, so Papa Rishmuel said to him about himself, about Rava, who didn't buy him, said, Sadik mitzar nechatz v'yovar achar tachtav. A righteous person is rescued from trouble and someone else comes at his place. Because he listened to the Mishnah, Rashi said, Rava, he got saved from this, you know, this lemon that he bought this slave. He's not even going to do anything for him. Hadron Allah chazav. Mazdov, for finishing the fourth paragraph of Mesechus, Bo Mitzvah, in order to he said, Hadron Allah, let's go back to the Mem Dalet. And Hadron Allah, and the Mishnah there says that, Hazav Kones Akesef Akesef in a Kones Hazav. Okay, now that we're able to get that, let's move on to the fifth parak, an even easier parak, parak Ezu Neshach. Here we go. We are now running into the world, jumping into the world of ribbis. We're used to using the word ribbis, but the Torah actually uses a number of different words. It uses the word neshech, literally means to bite, or tarbis, meaning reboy, to let me being something more, or marbis, also with the different types of lashonas that are using over here. So we're going to find about what's considered ribbis, what's not ribbis, what's allowed, what's not allowed. Here we go. Ezu neshech, what's considered neshech? An example of literally biting. Vezu tarbis, and what's called tarbis, where you're increasing, but again, these are all yisurim. We're going to see there's yisur darais and yisur darabanan. Ezu neshech, what's called neshech? Hamalva sela behedinarim. One sela is for dinar. So if someone says, I'm going to lend you a sela, you know, in other words, I'm going to give you four dinar and you have to give me back five dinar. That's straight up neshech. You're biting me. You know, I'm ending up, you know, getting bitten with one extra dinar. So, sayim chitin b'shalosh, I'm going to lend you two saw of wheat for three saw. Then that's again going to be called neshech. Aser, this is aser to do, is aser of ribis. So, if you know, sheikh, it bites the person who's borrowing. That's not all right. This is a d'oraisa d'ka problem over here. Like we know, the pasuk tells us neshech kesef neshech ochel, right? Neshech called dover. You're not allowed to go and bite someone in these situations. Veza tarbis. What's called tarbis? What is the what would be a problem of tarbis? Hamar bepeiros. Someone who we are about to jump into the world of psika al hapeiros. Psikal appears when you're pasak, in other words, you set up a certain amount for a certain amount of produce. That means to say, let's say I say to you that I'm going to give you $100 now for 100 apples. Okay, So if I do, I give you $100, I give you 100 apples, everything's good. That was just a sale. But what happens if I give you $100 for the 100 apples, but you don't yet give me the apples yet? So you, the seller, it's like I lent you the $100. Now, even though like I'm buying it from you, but you didn't give it to me yet. So in a case where I give you the $100 and you're going to eventually give it to me, so what happens if the value of the apples go up? So now when you give me the apples, it's like you're returning to me the $100. Let's say now the 100 apples are worth $101. So now you didn't give me back $100 worth the produce, you give me $101 worth, and that is ribbis, right? That is a problem over here. But let's say it doesn't go up, okay, then there's no issue. But if it does go up, then there is an issue. Now, this is, I believe, a derabanan, we're going to see. But, I believe this is going to be a derabanan to get then. Because yeah, it's not like I loaned you, it wasn't a loan really when I gave you $100, I bought it from you. Now, there's a way of getting out of this. Way of getting out of this is, let's say there's a set market value. That set market value, if that's what it is, that's what it is. And then everything's good to go. And there's no problem later on, even if it goes up in value. Another one is let's say you actually have the goods. You have the produce in your possession right now. You're just not giving it to me right now because I didn't want it right now. But I'm giving it to you to get over a certain amount of time. Since you have it right now, it's as if I have it now, so therefore it's not going to be a problem of ribbis. So with that in mind, those are going to be two times that's not an issue. But if it's not a set value of the market value, and you don't have this stuff right now, but I give you the money for $100, you know, to give me over time, that could be a problem. So let's take a look and see. Now, Ve'ezu Tarbis, Hamar Bebeperus, increasing, one who increases through produce. Right? Kate said, how so? What's his case? Loka chimenu chitem bediner zav akar. Let's say I go and I bought wheat from you, you're selling to me, and I'm buying one diner per core. Now, important to note, because it's going to come in a minute, one dinar, a gold dinar, is 25 silver dinar. As Rashi says, chafei dinar kesef. V'chein ashar, and that was, let's say, that was the market value there. Rashi says, kachoyinim karim be'ir, v'hoser lo, lasei smos, achshav, al menasi tein luzeh, chitim kol yom asashana. I'm giving you all the money up front to give me throughout the year. B'damim alalu kishir ma'osav. What is vafa bisha achshav ein lo chitim, even though you don't have it now, the tan bepirkin yotza ashar, poskin, if the shar gives, you know, this is the normal current rate that's being sold. Even if you don't have it, someone else has it. That person that I'm buying off, meaning you, you can go and get it if you really wanted to. Therefore, it's not a problem. Now, let's say that I bought the wheat, but I didn't go and take it. And now the price goes up, and now it's 30 dinar per core. Went up 5. Amar lo tein lichitai. The buyer then says to the seller, I come to you and I say, give me my wheat. Shani wrote to lamochem likach mem yayin. I want to go and sell it and take wine for it. Now I'm going to use it in order to go buy wine. So at this stage, everything is good and dandy because it was a set price. Everything's fine. But Amar lo, now you say to me, you know what? I'll tell you what. Harichi techa suyas alai b'shloshim. Instead of you taking your stuff now, your wheat, which you'll sell in order to go ahead and to buy wine with it, let it just be that your wheat that I owe you is now as a value of 30 silver dinar, because that's what it's worth now. And now we'll flip it over. What I owe to you will be the wine. You can now owe me 30. I owe you 30 wine. V'yayin ein lo, but at the time he's saying that he doesn't actually have the wine. That would be an iser of tarbus if it goes up in value at the time when he actually gives it back to him. Now we're talking about here also a case where there's no shar, right? Because let it just be that there's a certain value, and if it's a value, then even in ein lo, it's not a problem. Although the Gemara later on is going to explain that's not really true. Because the only time we say that it works, that it's not going to be an issue of doing this sale for later on, of what we called psika laperos, is if the shar is at the time they're doing the deal. But over here, there's no money being passed one to the next, so you don't have the shar as a factor. And actually has to be yeshlon. If it's ain lo, then it's going to be a problem of tarbis. And this, my friends, is the issue. And that's what we're talking about when we say what's called tarbis, because I'm going to end up getting more for that, which I actually, if assuming that it goes up above 30, then we're going to have a problem. Notice when it said Ezu Neshech, I went into the Doraisadika thing of borrowing something and giving back more than that was borrowed, that we're having to give back more than was borrowed. That is a problem, a Doraisadika thing of Ribbis. And the other went into the idea of Tarbis, went into a Durabunadika thing of like some sort of business transaction, which leads to an idea of looking like Ribbis, and therefore it's called Tarbis, which is a Durabanan. Now, says the Gemara, Midashavik L'Ribbis Doraisa, when it moved away from the Mishnah's left, it from interest a derisatic interest. They come first derabanan. It went into a derabanan to ribis type of thing. Mechlal de oraisa de neshech v'tarbis chada milsehi. What does that mean? What that means is that the idea of tarbus, that word, comes up also in the Torah when it's talking about the idea of an iser of ribis. It uses al tigach mito neshech v'tarbis. Very similar kecha v'chechicha imach. Pasuk says, so you have to make sure that you can't do neshech or tarbis. So when the Gemara goes off and it says, so what's an example of neshech? And it tells us something. And then it says, what's an example of tarbis? And it starts telling us an example of derabanan. Why it doesn't say derisatik is shtickle. What's going on? The fact that it didn't do it, which is implying that every time we have a type of ribis, which is also midaraisa, it has both of them. It has the idea of neshech, and also has the idea of tarbis. Neshech is the biting, you know, the one who gets borrowed is losing out, and is getting bit, and tarbis is increasing, the one who's lending, he's getting more. So the example of neshech that begins at the beginning of the Mishnah is also happens to be a tarbis example as well. Seems as though these are considered interchangeable, but now the Gemara says, really? V'akroik sive, we have a psukim that kind of split them up. Neshech kesef v'ribis ochel, saying that neshech in reference to cash money, and ribis when it comes to deal with food. So the fact that they're bringing two things, which means that they're independent yisurim with independent ways that you can apply them. Rashi says, v'aksiv neshech kesef v'ribis ochel es kaspecha lo sitin lo b'neshech. The fact that it's split it up into two different lavin, that means it's two separate things. Fracting more back on that, Vitizbra, come on, you really think the Ikan Neshech below Tarbis, that there's such a thing called Neshech without Tarbis? You're going to get bitten, so to speak, without the person gaining. The tarbis will neshech is going to be increased without a person getting bitten. Neshech will tarbis. Tell me, how can you have a case with this neshech without tarbis? We're going to attempt unsuccessfully to show a split between them. Ida osve mea b'mea v'esrim. Osve Rashi says is halveu. If we're talking about a case where somebody lent, you lend me 100 and say I have to pay you back 120. So you give me 100 prutos, Rashi says, and I have to pay you back 120 prutos. Meikara kaimi mea b'danka. Let's say, now at the time you made the loan on January 1st, then it was 100 prutos was a danka. A danka, Rashi says, is a b'ma'a kesef shehu shtus ladina. It's 1/6 of a dinar. It's a ma'a kesef. So, basically, a ma'a. It's a silver coin. So you go and you give me a 100 for 120. And originally, it was 100 kaimi mea bedanka. It was 100 prutos for one danka. L'besof kaimi mea v'esrim danka. It goes up at the end. So you have to January 1st, have to be back on June 1st, 6 months later, then 5 months later, however that works. Anyway, so it turns out to be that the L'besof kaimi mea v'esrim danka, it turns out that the danka now is with 120. Then we have neshech ika, because I am now giving still more than I would have given. However, the konochis lay, because you bit me, so to speak, right? It's just no sheikh mechasro, but I'm losing. But the koshakel, if you're taking somebody I didn't give to you. But tarbis leka, the lesli rafka, but there's no tarbis here. There's no gain that happened over here. The danka, usviv danka koshakamina, because you lent me a danka, and you took me a danka. So therefore, we see that this is a case of neshech without tarbis. Says Gemara, what do you mean? Sof, it depends how you look at it. And the way you slice it, ebosamekar is altav, you're going to go according to the original time it was given. Hari neshech, hari tarbis. There's neshech and tarbis, because I'm getting bitten and you're gaining. Ebosabasofa, it's not going to be going into, like at the very end, lo neshech ikav lo tarbis. There's no neshech or tarbis, because exactly what I borrowed, I ended up giving back to you. So we see that there is no case where you can actually split them. Nice attempt, but it was unsuccessful. So we see clearly you can't have neshech without having tarbis. If you're having neshech, you're having tarbis. Now Gemara wants to say, but maybe we have tarbis without having neshech. Let's check a try. Vesu tarbis below neshech hechidoni. How would you have a case of tarbis without neshech? Idos if mea b'mea, if you want to say that someone lent 100 prutos and has to pay back 100 prutos, meikara kaibi mea b'danka, and let's say originally the time that the loan happened, it was 100 prutos for a danka, l'besof mea b'chumsha, but then afterwards, at the time when it comes to repay, it's like January 1st, now it's June 1st, now it's 100 putos for a fifth of a dinar, which is as opposed to a sixth of a dinar, because a danka is 1/6, that's 1/5, which ends up being more than a danka. In such a case, it's not going to turn out to be neshech because there's no neshech. I borrowed from you 100 putos, I'm giving it back to you 100 putos. This is now worth more. So there's no bite in my hand, but you end up getting tired by it. So you end up gaining over here because now it ends up being 1/5 of a dinar as it used to be 1/6 of a dinar. Wow. So now the Gemara says, no, nice try. Ibas or Mekara is not if you're going to Mekara. Lo Neshech Hiver, lo Tarbis. Here, because no Neshech or Tarbis, because you said 100 for 100. So it is exactly what it is. Ibas or Sofas, but if you're going by the end, Hari Neshech Vari Tarbis, then it comes with the Neshech and Tarbis. When I borrowed the money, it was 1/6. Now I'm paying back 1/5. I'm paying back more. So there's Neshech, and you end up getting more. So then clearly we have both coming together. Ella, Marava, Iyata, Motzi, Lo Neshech, Lo Tarbis, Lo Tarbis, Lo Neshech. You're not going to find a case of one without the other. The different things that we have over here, don't explain, don't think it means different things. Velo Chilkan al Kasav, Elu La'avor, Elu B'Shnei Lavin. And the reason why the Pasuk split it up is in order to be over two Lavin, one for Neshech and the other because of Tarbis, for the aspect of the biting and the aspect of the gaining. But these two things do go together. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.